entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 121. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton. And it is Thursday, December 24th, 2014. No, 15.
What? New Year. It's Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas. Remember, the French Press Podcast is conversations that you could be having around a cup of coffee. And in a way, you will be having it as you listen in on the conversation with Layton here. Layton is in service right now in Hillcrest, and he's always got interesting stories either from camping or workplace incidences that come along as well. Of course, he's never open. He always protects the privacy of those he is a caretaker of, and it would never violate any kind of federal laws in such a way.
Never.
All right, Layton, we've got a couple different topics to discuss today, a couple of different issues. I understand you had a little camping trip or something. Is that right?
We went on a hiking trip.
Hiking trip. All right, we've got a hiking trip to get to. I've got a fun little tech tip for you to get to. And I know we talked about it previously. I also have a little bachelor recipe for you to try. The key to bachelor recipes is that, as a rule, this isn't accurate all the time, but as a rule, it's something simple and quick and tasty.
Right. So, well, of course tasty.
Of course tasty, yes. I've been doing a little bit of work on the website as well, so if you head on over there, you might see a little bit of user interface improvements on it. And then if we have time, we'll get to some of our goals for 2016, which is just a week away. So, Layton, I guess let's go ahead and get started with your hiking trip.
Okay. All right. I need you to call me back because right now your voice sounds like something from like Star Wars.
That's very fitting. Okay. We'll hang up and call you back.
Yeah, okay. Hello?
Yeah, Layton, is this any better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. My goodness. It's so terrible.
By chance, which Star Wars character did I sound like?
Yeah, you sounded like, oh my word, Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah. It's very... In fact, I could just barely make out what you were saying.
All right. Well, hopefully it's better from here on out.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. So your hiking trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we went to this place, this gorgeous place called Thousand Foot Bluffs. And it's actually a pretty long hike. It's like 3.3 miles in. And then 3.3 miles back. So it's like a 6.5 mile hike altogether. And because it's so long, my day off group, wanted to go early.
Okay.
And you know me, I hate getting up early.
Yes. You have been known to hate doing that.
Yes. Especially when it's on my like theoretical Saturday. Or it's supposed to be like Saturday in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be my day off.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though it was on a Tuesday. And I was okay with it. I was willing to go with it as long as I told them this. I told the girls this. Like, I will not complain very much as long as there is nourishment, as long as there is sustenance waiting for me when we leave.
So before you would start the trip, though, like on the drive to where the hike is.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so one of the girls graciously agreed to make a breakfast casserole. And it was very good. So I think there were nine of us total. It was nine of us peoples. we piled in the Suburban, and we left around 8:45 in the morning. And what was terrible was, like, I mean, once I rolled out of bed and got ready and everything and got started driving, I was okay, except for the fact that there was this heavy fog that was so terrible to drive through. And, like, it made me nervous. Like, we're going to go on this long hike, and we're not even able to get any good views because we're in this fog. This is going to be the worst.
And, Layton, were you the driver to the location?
Yeah, I was the driver.
It seems you're always the driver.
I know. It's terrible. And I have a bad track record. Oh, always driving. I don't know why people keep trusting me. But maybe it's just because they have no other choice. But anyway, it's customary on day off groups that the senior guy drives.
Okay.
So it has to be, it's always the man, like whatever, the man in the group. Mm-hmm. So if there's only one guy, he's automatically. If there's multiple men in the day off group, then you go with whoever is the most senior. Or whichever guy knows how to get there, but usually is the senior guy because he's the guy who's been to the most places out of all the guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, that makes sense.
So he knows how to get there. This time around, though, I actually didn't know how to get there, except, you know, I had my phone, and so I looked it up on Google Maps and just followed their leading. Even though one of the other guys had already been there before and knew, I'm not sure if he knew how to get there, but anyways, I just didn't bother. I was like, I'll just drive, whatever. So yeah, we left mighty early. It was super foggy.
Now, you say mighty early as in 8:30.
Yes.
Did it seem early because you've been working weird hours, or is that in your mind just an early hour?
It seemed early because most day off groups don't get to leaving until like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So this is very early for a day off group to go.
Okay.
All right. So about a third of the way there, like we're driving and we kind of going, we're driving along this road. And it just starts going up the base of a mountain. All right. And we're just starting up the base of a mountain. And then all of a sudden, like, bam, the fog is gone. Like, there is no more fog. It's totally clear. And I was like, what? That's weird. And everyone else was like, whoa, like, what? And so then I was like, oh, we must have driven out of it. And I was right. So we're going up this mountain, and then along this mountain that we're driving, it kind of like bends around the, like towards the top of the mountain. And at that bend is a great lookout point. I don't even know what it's called, what the lookout point is called. I don't even know if it has a name, but it's more like one of those emergency stops that's along the highway.
Yeah.
Where it's an extra wide shoulder. And so I asked, like, hey, do you guys want to stop? And they were like, yeah. So we stop, go to the lookout point, look out over, and we see the entire valley just filled with fog. And, like, there's, like, a cloud, just like an ocean of cloud. And there's just a few little peaks of the other mountains peeking up out of the fog. It looked so cool.
Now, Layton, I remember in last week's podcast, you were berating people who have awesome cameras, you're berating them that often they don't even take their cameras along on, you know, trips like this where there might be some awesome shots. So I need to ask, did you remember to take your camera?
I did. And I wasn't degrading people who just use their phones, or the camera phones. I was specifically degrading people who complain about not getting good shots when they actually do have like a decent camera, like a decent DSLR, but they're not willing to take it anywhere because it's too big. It's not worth the hassle to them. That's what I was getting at. Hello?
Yes, yep. I'm following you.
All right. It was just very silent. Anyways, so I got out my camera, took a couple pictures, whatever, and I actually posted one of them on Instagram and Facebook, and I included a little Bible verse.
I actually didn't see this one yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing how it turned out.
Well, maybe you should look it up right now.
That's a good
idea. Just go onto my Instagram feed, at Leighton Yoda.
All right. I am on your Facebook page.
Okay.
And I don't see it.
What? Ruben. Maybe I forgot to link. Oh, did I forget to post it on Facebook?
I will look you up on Instagram.
All right. Actually, I might have forgotten to post it on Facebook. That's terrible. But anyways.
Ooh, I see it now. Holy okay. Dent Man, that is awesome.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it looks like snow.
It looks like an ocean or something. Yeah, it's really cool. Anyways, cool. So then we continued onward. That in itself made the trip worth it for me, like getting up that early. So I was like already like that, like really like just pumped me up. So then we went to this place called Centerpoint Trailhead. And at this trail, you can go on like multiple different trails. It forks several times, whatever. But we went to this place called Thousand Foot Bluffs. And it's really cool. One of the trails that this point trail forks into is called Goat Trail. And it actually does feel like a goat trail because you kind of like walk along like the top of these bluffs. So and there's just kind of like a carving out of the side of a mountain. And you're just kind of like walking along this groove. And it's pretty neat. It's not too scary, but it is pretty neat. Just magnificent views and such.
And this goat trail is part of the 3 and some miles that you're starting on?
No, the goat trail, the Centerpoint Trail, you hike along for about a mile, about 2 miles. And then I'd say like the last mile, mile and a half is the goat trail.
So I'm assuming you made it the rest of the way to the end point?
Yeah, we made it to the end point. And it was kind of muddy and kind of nasty, but I mean, it was still like super cool. At some points, like we had to like kind of hop from rock to rock because it was so muddy and just, yeah, kind of the ground was so soggy that didn't want to get our shoes all messied. But yeah, it was pretty neat. And I have some pictures that we can post on the website.
Send them to me and I'll post them on the, yes. On yeah, French
they'll
Press
be like
Podcast.
Exclusive
com.
Pictures. They'll be exclusive pictures that you won't be able to find like on my personal Facebook or Instagram.
Ooh, okay.
You have to go to our website.
Good. We're forcing traffic over to the website. That's good.
I love forcing traffic.
Yeah.
It's great. But anyways, Ruben, did you have something? That pretty much concludes the whole, like,
Were you exhausted? Trip. I mean, that seems like a pretty decent amount of walking.
It was, like, I did have some burning in the old hamstrings and calves. But, like, I am, like, in pretty good shape. So I wasn't too fazed by it. Once we got back, yeah, I just collapsed on my bed and slept for about 3 hours. But other than that, it didn't faze me at all.
Like, would you say you're in better shape now than you were before you got to Hillcrest, or that when you got to Hillcrest, are you in better shape now than you were?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I've lost quite a bit of muscle. And in that, since I've lost quite a bit of muscle, I've actually lost quite a bit of weight since I've gotten here, which is kind of the opposite story for most people.
Well, yeah, at least you're not gaining weight.
Yeah.
That's usually the weight that's being gained is not muscle, so.
Right.
All right, well, that's cool. Do you pretty much go out on a hiking or camping trip every time you have a free day, your once-a-month free day?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, if there is a chance to do something outdoors, it will be taken. The only time that, like, we don't go outside and do something else in the outdoors, is when it's, like, raining. But if there's at all acceptable weather, we will take Mother Nature up on her offer.
We've had really weird weather up here in northern Indiana, and I guess it's pretty much across the maybe across most of the country. But it's been we don't have snow, and it's been very warm, and it's been raining. Has it been raining more than normal down in Arkansas?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, somewhat, I think. It's just generally, like, a lot. They're high humidity. It's a higher humidity than normal. I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
Okay. All right, well, I'm glad you were able to get that awesome shot, including some other photos that we'll be posting on the website. So at least, even though it was maybe not the day you had wanted it to be, it did end up being profitable.
I
don't mean that in a monetary way, just profitable as far as you had a good time and got something good out of it.
Right.
All right, well, I wanted to mention my tech tip is the coin. It's called Coin, and it is it's a credit card, but I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. Basically, this coin, it's shaped like a credit card, has a strip like a credit card, you can use it like a credit card, but you actually insert data from your two or maybe three credit cards that you have into this one credit card.
You just put them inside there. You just put them inside the card.
You're making this more difficult than it needs to be, Layton.
I'm just trying to ask the kinds of questions that old people would ask.
Yeah. The data, yeah. You get, when you buy it, it's $100, but when you buy it, they'll ship you this card, and they'll also ship you a card reader that you plug into your smartphone, and then from your smartphone, you take that card reader and swipe your debit or credit card or gift card, and then you can actually sync those card numbers to the coin card.
Okay.
And then instead of carrying around, you know, your multiple debit/credit/gift cards, you just have this one card. The website is called onlycoin.com. And okay. It came out a year or so ago, and it's been in the making for a few years. But the first version, the first one I got, didn't work. I don't know if it ever worked for me. But they've come out with a new version 2, and it has worked perfectly so far. And I've only had it for a few days, and I've only tried it at two different locations. But it's worked perfectly at those two places. So I'm pretty confident that it's going to continue to work. And I will keep on using it and let you guys know here in the coming weeks if I have had any issues with it. But I love it. I love it because I don't like carrying around. I like a thin wallet. And I've got, you know, a card for work and a card for personal. And so now I can eliminate those two plus any gift cards that I get into this one coin card. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
It's a really, really cool thing. I also have one. And I used it one time and it didn't work. And I don't know why.
Yeah, well, that was my experience with the first one as well. And now, since I've had the new one, like I said, I've only used it at two different places, but it has worked flawlessly at those two places.
How do you get the new one, Ruben?
You just go online, visit onlycoin.com. And they also have a really awesome website, too, so.
Is it pretty well designed?
It is. It's very
Modern looking.
It pleases the eyes.
It's very minimalist.
Minimalist, but also very fluid.
Okay.
So check, that's my tech tip for you. Only coin. It's version 2. It's $100. And yeah, if you don't like having a lot of cards with you, you know, it's definitely the solution for you. Now, moving on to our bachelor recipe segment. This isn't a recipe, but it is a new kind of food that I had, and it's also a different way to eat something than I've ever eaten something before in my life. So I've had cookies before, I've had coffee before, I've dipped Oreos into milk before, but this kind of combines all of those things into something much more fun. And it is from the land of Canada. And the name of this food, the food is a wafer. It's two wafers together covered in chocolate. And the wafers are called Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tam. And the brand is Arnott. And it's a Canadian, you know, candy or cracker company. And you can only get them in Canada. I'm sure you can buy them and get them shipped if you live in the U.S. But if you actually want to buy them in the stores, you'd have to be in Canada. But what's special about this is not the wafer or the chocolate. What's special about it is the way you can eat it. And the name of this process of eating it is called the Tim Tam Slam. And you need a Tim Tam, and you also need a cup of coffee. And then you bite off the opposite corners of the Tim Tam, just a very little bit. So you're biting through the chocolate and into the wafer on opposite corners. And then you dip the Tim Tam into the coffee and use it like a straw to suck up the coffee until you feel the coffee just get to your lips. And at that moment, the entire Tim Tam will almost melt in your hands, at which point you want to very quickly eat the entire Tim Tam before it starts dripping into your hands and onto your lap.
I
see. But it's a fun experience, and especially around, you know, the holidays, wintertime, you know, it's great to intake a few extra calories, if you will. And so it's a fun way to eat something. The Tim Tam Slam.
Okay, there's... I don't know if we want to include this on the podcast or not, but there is a song called the Tim Tam Slam song.
I did not know that. Is it appropriate for listeners to listen to? Is it okay to endorse?
I don't know. But I was Googling Tim Tam Slam, and then one of the suggested searches was Tim Tam Slam song.
All right.
And I was like, oh, really?
Well, without having listened to it, I mean, feel free, listeners, to, you know, search it, whatever, but I can't say we're actually endorsing it, but that is interesting. I hope it's inspired by this chocolate and coffee food. That would be really cool.
Yes. Hey, I just thought of a segment that we could do.
Yeah?
It's called What's Your Grinch?
Okay.
And, 'cause right now, there is something that is ruining my... Well, it's not completely ruining my Christmas, but it's trying to. I'm not letting it. But there is definitely a Grinch that is making my Christmas more difficult to enjoy.
Well, please carry on. This sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So about, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, there is this pimple that started forming right on the tip of my nose. And it was, since it started forming, it has been so sore, so incredibly sore, like, and just like red. Now, and it's just the color of anger.
Layton, is it stealing your Christmas in the sense that you feel like people look at you differently, or is it more in that the actual pain that you feel from this pimple on your nose?
It's just like, well, I mean, it's not stealing the Christmas spirit. It's stealing the Christmas joy. Like, it's like there's something, and it hasn't succeeded. Like, I'm still enjoying Christmas. but like I'm enjoying Christmas in spite of it.
Yeah. Is it the kind of thing that when you're standing around a circle or maybe a table and partaking in dinner, and you're talking to someone, but you kind of feel like all they're not listening to you. All they're thinking about is the pimple on your nose.
Well, no, not really. I haven't like had the whole like glancing thing happen to me, where like glancing up and down, like yeah, yeah. But I have had at least one resident that I was taking care of. Like, what happened to your nose?
What I did say
was, oh, nothing. Nothing happened to my nose. What I wanted to say was like, well, you don't want to find out.
Is that the rudest thing a resident has said to you?
No, most definitely not. But anyways, yeah. So I have this pimple on my nose, really red, very painful, and very large. Some people have taken the liberty of calling me Rudolph.
Uh-huh.
While I'm here. So I guess that's what I'm going to, like, as for Christmas. That's the costume I'm going.
Are you having a costume Christmas party?
I wasn't going to, but apparently I am now. I'm turning into one. I could have gone. I can't go as Santa Claus because obviously I'm missing like something very large that's needed to be Santa Claus, and that is the beard.
Well, I was thinking the gut.
I was going to say gut, but I decided to mislead you.
Hey, but Layton, seriously though, I do like this segment. This is good. What's your Grinch? And it really doesn't need to be specific to Christmas time. It could be used throughout the year as far as what's something that's just kind of keeping you down or bumming you out.
Exactly.
I have it written down on our list of segment ideas.
Oh, it made the list?
Well, I just wrote it down. Yep, it made the list.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes my little pimple, Mr. Grinch, on the tip of my nose.
I need to. Okay, last week we talked about this, the dream, Layton's dream after Hillcrest, after service, and we had wanted to come up with a better name than the dream. So did you have time or did you think of a better name?
I was actually brainstorming about it, and I couldn't think of anything to call it. I wanted to like give it some sort of like French press themed name, like from a bean to a stalk.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know, the bean dream.
The bean dream.
Yeah. Or like from the ground up.
Okay.
I don't. It's so hard. I don't know.
Okay, we'll keep on brainstorming, and maybe even one of the listeners maybe has a little idea. I mean, some other themes that could go along with that would be obviously the French press. So maybe it could be like pressing on, something with press, impressed, something like that maybe. But yeah, we'll keep on thinking, and if listeners have ideas, you can share them with us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page. You can follow and message us on there. And we're always very open to feedback from listeners, you know, and ideas or topics to discuss.
Yes.
All right, Layton. I did mention at the beginning that I did a little bit of working on the website. I'm going to continue to add a few pages here and there and clean up the website a little bit, make it look a little bit more presentable. And so that's something. When there is vacation time, I like my work as a web developer, but when there is actual vacation time, I like to spend that time doing things that I like. So instead of working on work, I'll work on the same kind of stuff, but on the French press.
Yes, definitely.
So if you're listening to this, you might not see a whole lot of differences yet, but I'm just getting started on that.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry?
Were you going to talk about something from Greece?
Well, I was thinking about it. It was also food related.
Or did you want to save that for next week?
I guess it's so short that, yeah, I'll just mention it. It's not funny, or it's just a memory.
Nah, it's not funny. Well, then we don't want to hear about it.
It's just a memory from Greece. I enjoy all different kinds of food. I'll try anything. You know, it doesn't need to be something that I'm used to. It can be something new. And so when we were in Italy, obviously pizza is a big thing over in Italy. And the pizza there, we had it probably three different times. And twice I got seafood pizza, which came with shrimp, clams. I think the one time it came with crab. And I'm trying to think if there was anything else. But it was just very, very different. And it's not something that – it wouldn't be my favorite pizza, but it was very good. And there's also a pizza place over in Goshen, which if it's here in – Goshen is here in northern Indiana, you probably know. But there's a place called Venturi's that has pizza like the pizza in Italy. So if you want to kind of get a taste of what Italian pizza would taste like, head on over to Venturi, and it's just – search for it on Google Maps, and you'll find it.
There you go.
All right, one other topic I wanted to cover, Leighton, was New Year's resolutions or 2016 goals. Do you have any that popped in your mind?
About one goal that I have is to go home in about 7 months. I really, really want to get that done. It's something that I've wanted to do for a while.
What are the chances of that happening?
Very high.
Very high. One of my...
I've been trying for like the last 8 months to go home.
Is your term 15 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying so hard and I still haven't been able to get it done. So I think if I make it my New Year's resolution, maybe I'll get it done in about 7.
During that time, do you think you'll finish the podcast, for the Hillcrest podcast?
I think so. Eventually, it'll get done eventually. And if I don't get it done, then I will train someone in. I mean, it'll be really, really hard for them to find somebody to replace me as the host of the Hillcrest podcast, but you know, maybe I can find someone who will do an acceptable job.
I love your confidence. One of my goals for 2016 is to read more. And I used to read a lot more when I was younger, a few years ago, but I really haven't done it much recently. And so my goal is to read 20 books in 2016. And that doesn't sound like a lot if you are a book reader, but to me that's about 20 times as many books as I have read, you know, the past few years.
Well, actually, if you take it 20 times 0, it's still 0.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Just had to clarify it. No, you probably read 1.
I did. I've read more than one the past few years.
That's good. That's a good goal to have. Are we going to count like audiobooks?
Yes, but I'm not going to. Those aren't going to be. I am going to read books. I might have maybe 2 or 3 that are audiobooks, but the majority of them will be books that I'm reading.
Okay, so like, are we talking like paper books or like e-ink? Or like just reading on your iPad?
Some of both. I'll read some on my iPad, but some will actually be hardcover books or paper books, I mean.
Have you read books on your iPad?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it work okay? Like, does it hurt your eyes? Like,
No, but I don't read hours at a time. I might read, you know, 15 minutes at a time.
15 minutes at a time? That doesn't seem like very long. I mean, you could maybe get through like a chapter or two.
Yeah, that's about it.
When I read, like, I like to okay, I got an hour and a half here, and I'm just gonna dive in. Like, I like to bury myself. Yeah.
Have you read any books, Leighton, since your time at Hillcrest?
I think I've read like one, and I'm working on another one right now.
Serious? Okay, good. You want to? Yeah, well, I got care to share?
I don't think people will like the book that I'm reading.
Well,
but
I'll judge you.
Okay, I mean, I everyone will, Ruben. Everyone will judge me. No, my sister bought me like a set, of books, for Christmas, and they were originally kind of like for decorating my room.
Okay.
Because that's what I wanted for Christmas, is decorations for my room. But she bought me a book set that looks really cool, but it just so happens not only do the covers look cool, but like it's actually a good story. And so
does the story have a title?
It does. And she said that she wants me to go through and actually read them as well, not just have them on my shelves. So, yeah, I'm doing as she wishes. I'm slowly plugging through this three-book series. So,
okay,
yeah.
So if you start at with the first book, I'm assuming there is an order to the books?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, and 3.
If you start with the first one, I mean, would it have a title?
Yeah, it would.
All right, yeah, that's cool.
No, it's called the Leviathan series. And the three books are called, like, what is it? Leviathan, Behemoth, and Goliath.
Okay.
But they're novels.
So it looks like sci-fi?
Yes-ish. It's kind of like steampunk.
Steampunk, okay. I never heard of it before, but it does looks cool.
Oh, yeah. The covers look awesome.
All right, well, definitely, yeah, give us an update. Give us an update, you know, as you're reading those, and I'll try to do the same with the books as I'm reading through them.
Or listening to them.
Yes, as might be the case. Leighton,
yeah.
I think we've exhausted the topics for today. In a few weeks, we'll have Mr. Dave joining us.
And yes!
He has a news story he wants to share. And if I understood him correctly, the news story has a little bit of a personal twist. So I'm very curious what it is. But anything else, Leighton, from you before we wrap up this podcast and wish you all a Merry Christmas?
I was just like, you know, Merry Christmas. Yeah, this is, we are recording this on Christmas Eve.
True, true.
So, to eat a lot.
What, do you have a word of the week for us?
Oh, word of the week. Oh, word of the week is Grinch. Oh, Grinch. My goodness.
That's yep. So good, Leighton. You're so creative. We need to tap. I mean, we do tap into your creative talents, but I love that name.
Oh, good. In fact, maybe that's the name of the podcast. Oh,
my goodness. I'm all for it. Let's change it.
Oh, wait. You already had one. No, I'm sorry. I mean, podcast episode.
Oh, I know. I meant the overall podcast, but no, that would be a good episode.
The French Grinch podcast, yeah, it definitely has a ring to it.
It does. It just rolls off the tip of the tongue. All right, well, Leighton, let's close this, and I guess we'll probably see you next week. Well, we would be recording either.
You're going to be here next week.
No,
oh.
We'll be recording either on New Year's Eve or maybe a day before that, if that works out for Leighton's schedule.
I think so. Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you know, this only coin would really make a great gift. I know it's kind of expensive. It's $100, and it's too late to buy it for Christmas, but it really would make an excellent gift. So with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. Leighton, thank you for joining us, and everybody else, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys next week.